the media world is changing. The media world is changing very quickly. Let's start with the debut of Hard Knocks last night. It's the Buffalo Bills, right? Buffalo Bills, is this on HBO still?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch a minute of it. I don't say that like proudly, like, oh, you watched and I didn't, I don't feel the need to watch it anymore. Hard Knocks used to truly be a huddle around the TV appointment television event. It used to be something that, like, we were going to learn from. We were going to come in the next day and talk about. I mean, I the first one they ever did was with the Ravens, of course, and that one was legendary back in the day. I remember the ones with Rex Ryan when he was with the Jets, when he said, let's go have a GD snack. Who could forget that? There have been a lot of small moments over the years. But like a lot of things in our society today, the need for Hard Knocks is less and less. It's not that interesting anymore for a couple of reasons. One is it's got to be approved. Everything in there has to be approved. So HBO has no autonomy over what actually gets aired. The team and the league has to approve that that's going to get aired. So right off the rip, you're like, this is stupid. Right off the rip, it's like, I only see what you want me to see. This is not much better than Chinese propaganda, Chinese Communist Party propaganda. So that's the first thing. Second thing is I don't even know if, like, we realize it subconsciously, but we're surrounded by content every single day, every single moment of our lives. Everything is content. On Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, on TikTok, on any platform, we are absolutely surrounded by content daily. And that is a remarkable change from when this thing started. When did Hard Knocks start? I would imagine, what, like 98?
That sounds about right.
Like early 2000s. Yeah. So 2001.
Okay.
All right. Think about media in 2001.
Right.
It was TV and radio. That's all it was. I mean, the internet existed, but YouTube wasn't a thing yet. There was no place to, you know, maybe you had message boards, so you go on a message board and you just talk about the team, but, like, you didn't have anything in terms of, like, updates from the team itself, you know? I mean, the teams were, you know, trying to practice.
Right.
Now, all of these teams have their own content arms, you know? They are, like the Grizzlies have Grand City Media here in Memphis.
Right.
To imagine that 24 years ago, you couldn't have. The NFL and teams of the NFL have gotten into the media business no different than a newspaper gets into the media business. Now, again, they're going to tailor the content towards their, you know, they're not going to be reporting on Tyreek Hill going 105 in a 40, right, in Miami. But you're still going to get those locker room interactions. You're going to see the interviews. You're going to see like every single press conference that gets had, I can go watch on YouTube. I can go check it out. I can watch it live. And that's, I think, I don't know if it's unfortunate. I don't know if it's like whatever. Hard Knocks is good because if you're just into getting to know these dudes off the field, they'll have some spunky little moments. Like Tre'Davious White last night, I was talking to Jeff about it. He told me that design like an ice cream sundae or something.
He's selling a new line of ice cream at this little joint.
Right. So that's what Hard Knocks is going to be good for, is like little moments like that. But in terms of like the football, in terms of the strategy, in terms of anything else, you know, you're not going to get anything out of it. So I just kind of wonder how long this will go. I also think the in-season Hard Knocks has detracted from the training camp Hard Knocks. That is infinitely more entertaining and exciting than the preseason, because starters might not play, you're not playing real games. Like, there might be a practice scuffle or something like that, but by and large, you know, we want to know how these guys are feeling in the season, before a game, at half of a game, after a game. So I just think, like a lot of things, man, Hard Knocks has become a little obsolete, and that's more about the media world than anything else, is that, you know, Hard Knocks was great when it existed in a world that wasn't a 24-hour news cycle. It was fantastic. It was like, oh, man, I'm going to stop and I'm going to watch this and I'm going to catch up on all the things that, you know, I'm going to see this quarterback, how he's got a new weapon and all. But it's like we by the time Hard Knocks airs, we already know all that stuff. Really, we've already seen it. We've already familiarized ourselves with it. Doesn't mean that the production value isn't going to still be good. Doesn't mean that it can't be. I gather you were entertained by it. It seems like you were entertained by it last
night.
Yeah,
and I'm also not a Twitter or X-File, though. So, right. Like, you know, you got Jake and Brad are your very average NFL fan who are not weedy. So when you get non-weedy fans who are not X-Files, like, you get a pretty good product usually.
Right.
So I'm not capping. Like, I literally enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that you can't enjoy it. I just feel like in terms of, for me, because I am chronically
online. Totally get your point, though. I think the point is 100% right. And I mean, and you were talking about media. There's all sorts of stuff changing today in the media landscape, and I'm sure you're going to touch on all of it. But, like, we are now, I guess... The major point might be is it we're getting more puff pieces basically. I think it's just a lot of puff.
We're not really getting, like, it used to be alpha. It used to be like things that we didn't know, but now we're just overloaded with information all the time.
Well, what's interesting last year they were already approving it, right? You know, where the Bears have to approve this.
Oh, the Raiders. I mean, it's been going on for a while now.
But what was interesting as a fan of this show last year is I thought the Bears showed poorly and too much, and so did the Giants. It was the Giants. The Giants, because their GM was featured heavily in this thing last year. He looked like a damn moron, and that was during the Saquon Barkley stuff. I think they probably learned the lesson, and the Bills probably watched that and went like, we ain't showing S, man.
Right.
You know, like, you're going to get an ice cream you're going to get what we approve, and that's it.
I saw, like, I just looked up the reviews, and the reviews were that, like, they called them the mostly boring Bills. I don't know if you would agree with that, but...
Yeah, it's all desolate right now. I watched a Yankees game and this last night.
That's right.
You know? I mean, that's what I did.
That's the sports calendar right
now.
That's
it. It's baseball and that show.
So anyway, like, for me, and I might be the minority here, because I
don't think you are. I think it's probably somewhere in the middle there.
Right. Like, I for my job and jobs, I am just chronically online.
Yeah.
So anything that this series, but also there is a whole wide world out there. And, you know, everybody doesn't have to be on the internet all the time like I am. So, anyway, for me, it's obsolete. For you, maybe, and I'm not saying to you, but
some people, sure.
You know, you may still find some entertainment and some value out of it.
The one sports nugget I did get out of it is the Tre'Davious White story. I thought that was interesting.
Right.
You know, him returning to the team, and then they've got some, they're nicked up at the corner right now, so they've got issues there.
Now, look, here's the thing. If you told me that next week, we're going to get Haley Steinfeld visiting training camp.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I think they probably want that.
I'm in.
That'll be a ratings bonanza for HBO.
But I don't know that will happen.
Josh, the other thing you learn quickly, I actually like it because I'm kind of vanilla, but Josh is pretty lame. There's nothing.
Well, again, you're going to kind of be, I was out on Hard Knocks. I mean, here's the truth. I was out on Hard Knocks when they were doing the Raiders. And they didn't even cover the Antonio Brown stuff.
And that was ridiculous.
You know, and that's when I knew, like, this is an NFL-approved, deal.
What's interesting is they would be doing themselves, I think, not a disservice if they went at it hard.
Totally.
Like, if you went the opposite direction, you're like, we're going to do, look, you're in our league, like the WWE, only it's entertainment, obviously.
Right.
But follow me here.
Sure.
Like, we're going to let the access be the access, and if Josh Allen is a prick, then you get to see Josh Allen be a prick because he can't hit the new receiver that they just signed from L.A.
Again, I truly believe that back in 2001, it would have been like that. It would have been, guys care less.
Which, now, by the way, that you did see that, by the way. He could not hit the receivers for some reason. They're not on the same page yet.
Not yet. You know, they got some new guys. I mean, I think they'll get it figured out ultimately.
But I think your point is that's very valid.
It just changes. The world changes.
No doubt about it.
And the world will continue to change because – I mean, honestly, I don't. This is an ESPN affiliate. I mean, that we may be headed towards a monopoly. I mean, they're
buying up everything, aren't they?
It really is crazy.
Yeah.
So we knew about the NFL. We knew because we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
I think that was like reported on Thursday initially. But just to get you up to speed, if you missed it, ESPN is acquiring the NFL Network and other NFL media assets, including the rights to the league's popular Red Zone channel, in a deal that will, in exchange, see the NFL get a 10% equity stake in ESPN. So ESPN buys the NFL, or excuse me, acquires the NFL Network and other NFL media assets, and in return, the NFL gets a 10% equity stake. So I mean, you want to talk about conflict of interest all over. This is it, man. But that we've talked about that, right? Like, yeah. So ESPN is just getting, I mean, they're going full bore into the NFL business, which is smart.
Yeah.
That's very smart business because the NFL is king. I mean, I think I saw something about the Hall of Fame game ratings that they outdrew, like, an NFL Finals
yeah.
game or something,
yeah.
or an NBA Finals game.
Yeah.
I mean, that just goes That's to crazy. Show you everything. And that was a 7-game NBA series, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's absolutely nuts. So I think that's telling in and of itself. So it's you want to get the NFL business, I think that's a smart decision. So you're going to have that. Scott Hansen confirmed he's still going to be doing the red zone hosting and everything like that. So people were worried about that. I don't know how much is going to change. Who knows? But also this morning, we got more news of ESPN conquering. ESPN has... They haven't purchased the WWE.
No.
But they have purchased the rights to certain events to air on their platforms. So WrestleMania, which is the granddaddy of them all, will be part of ESPN's new direct-to-consumer streaming service starting in 2026, thanks to an agreement between WWE and ESPN. That's obviously two nights event. That's a two-night event now, as is SummerSlam, plus what they call PLEs, premium live events. All right, just get up to speed on the TV jargon, Brad. You're going to have to.
I don't like it if I'm going to have to pay for it.
So it's Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, Money in the Bank. WWE will produce the events for ESPN platforms, which will serve as their exclusive U.S. domestic home. So, you know, WWE just did the deal with Netflix. I think that's Raw is the big thing there on Netflix. So I think that will remain the same. But they're going to move their PLEs over to the ESPN DTC. And I'm not sure. I think Linear, those events like WrestleMania and SummerSlam will be on ESPN.
Okay.
Or ESPN2.
One of their platform TV shows.
Linear, yes.
The regular TV stations.
All the other ones will be on the app.
Okay.
Right? Following me?
Yeah, I'm totally following you.
So.
One of these side things,
it's the ESPN app.
Right.
But it's their ESPN Plus. They're just taking the plus away, and that's, but yes.
They're going to have you eventually a la carting this crap, though. Like, where you have to pay individually, I would take it.
Well, if you have cable, you will get the ESPN DTC app.
That's good.
It sounds like.
Okay.
Otherwise, you will have to buy it at $29.99 a month. Yeah. Right? So, again, but we already kind of do that with ESPN Plus.
Yeah, we do.
It's not as expensive. It's only $11.99 a month, I believe, or $12.99. But, I mean, again, if you have to have it, you have to have it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part of this that is just crazy, is that we are sort of, ESPN is getting to a place where they are damn near going to be able to charge anything because they have everything.
Right.
They have WWE now. They have all of the NFL now, basically, except for like one night a week, you know,
right,
and that's on
one
Thursday.
Of those apps or whatever.
Yeah. And I think Peacock Apple. Maybe gets a playoff game or something. but other than that, the NFL has absolutely everything. So I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about this. WWE events used to be on Peacock, right? That was where they used to be. But now they are going to ESPN. What I would like is if all of the games were on, like, let's just go all in. Let me cancel Peacock. Let me cancel, you know, as much as I can. I mean, I'm going to have Amazon Prime Video because my wife, I get four packages a day. So I have to have the Prime. So that's fine. But let me cancel Peacock, which just went up to $10.99 a month.
That's crazy.
Let me just cancel one thing, and then, you know, I will pledge my allegiance to the ESPN. But that is where this thing is going. Everything is going to be under the ESPN umbrella. I mean, they have, you know, so much college football already. They have, you know, the NFL. They have the WWE. They have some NBA. Not all NBA, but some NBA. So... I mean, well, they acquired inside the NBA, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole thing?
They're acquiring everything,
bro. They're just
and when you get WWE, you've decided you're any sport entertainment. UFC, they cut that deal with UFC, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it really is incredible. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's they have everything. And look, I have no bad things to say about ESPN. Like, I think, you know, it's been the banner. I mean, we're an ESPN affiliate,
That's
and
right.
I. And I have always thought that being an ESPN affiliate adds such credibility to what we do.
I agree.
If tomorrow we became 92.9 FM WMFS, it would not hit the same.
Right.
You know, even though ESPN doesn't really do anything for us necessarily, it's still nice to be able to say, hey, I work for the ESPN radio station in Memphis.
Well, and I think two things on that, and we've talked about it over the years because you've been with us forever. ESPN, before we had local talent, still meant something, and it got at least us started, right? Before we hired John Martin and we had local John Martin, who's awesome, we had, you know, good, relevant ESPN national content. Of course, that takes you to one level, and then you got to get to another level with the local content. But and then I do have average sports fans who come up to me all the time, and they're like, you're with that ESPN station. You probably get that, too.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, when people ask me where I work, I just say ESPN in Memphis.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, and even though that's it's not true.
No, that's right.
I don't work for ESPN, but it's not.
Our checks don't come from ESPN,
that's
folks.
Right. They come from Odyssey.
Yeah.
At least
for now.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just.
I think mine cashed this week.
Always keep an eye on it.
Yeah, it's fluid.
But yes, ESPN is going to rule the world, and you will have to, pledge your loyalty to ESPN via video. Out here,
it's at some point. The Third Reich here.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. They are ready to take over the world. So they have done that. They got the WWE. They got the NFL. They got inside the NBA. They have your spouse. So it's everything.
It would be nice if when you pay that bill for Prime that your wife is getting all those boxes for, that you like get something. Like, you get all the ESPN if you pay for Amazon. And there may be a day that actually does happen. Who knows? I mean, Bezos has got the cash.
I won't rule out anything. I certainly will not rule out anything in 2025 and beyond. But anyway, there you have it. WWE now moving to ESPN. WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and Royal Rumble Survivor Series. I guess Raw will stay on Netflix, and I think SmackDown still on Fox. So if SmackDown's on Fox, it will stay on Fox. Yeah. So there you have it.
Sweet, man.
Yeah. Interesting times, man. No doubt about it. All right, we'll come back. Oh no, it's on USA again.
USA Network.
So it was on Fox.
How about
now
that?
It's back on USA Network. It went to Fox from USA Network. Mm. Now it's back as of September 2024 on USA Network. I can't keep up, man. I can't keep up with this. It's crazy. but I do know this. If you like sports, you're gonna be watching ESPN.
Well, and wrestling doesn't seem to be backing down in popularity.
No,
I mean, like, people bitch about wrestling. It's not getting any, it's only getting more popular.
It's a huge thing, man. It's crazy because it used to be so much better, when I was a kid. It wasn't nearly, but maybe that's why it was so good, is because, like, they didn't care. They didn't care about appealing to the masses. They had, like, this base that they knew they could get, and they could be themselves. Yeah. And the bigger that your audience gets, the more
sanitized.
You have to absolutely, cater to the kids. Like, John Cena, hustle, loyalty, and respect, And, like, when I was growing up, it was like, shut your bitch ass up. It was just, we loved that, You got milk trucks being driven out to the ring, spraying everybody with milk and stuff. It was just nuts. Nice. Hell in the cell. We got nails in the damn canvas.
Blood, like real blood.
No, now listen, some of those wrestlers now can't walk. I mean, it's terrible.
That's fair.
But at the time, it was just as good as it. I mean, you had the Hardys jumping off of ladders and
bro,
stuff.
Bro, we were so much better when it was like guys couldn't walk, though. I hate it for their lives. But
same is true as the NFL. Like when right. When CT. You could just hit whenever and
kill
however.
Somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. It's terrible. But
no, it's the truth, though.
The product was better. It was more entertaining.
Right.
I'm not saying anybody needs to die from entertainment, but we can acknowledge that it was more entertaining, can't we?
Yes.
When you had damn Jeff Hardy jumping off 40-foot ladders onto the... crazy. They don't do that anymore.
No.
And somehow it's more popular. I can't explain it. I can only imagine if, like, they could do that today, how huge it would be.
I think the sexualizing they've kept pretty intact, though. Like, they've done a pretty good job with that part.
Man, they really have toned that down, Brad. Like,
really?
they used to do, like, Vince McMahon once told Trish Stratus to get on her knees and kiss his bottom.
Wow.